broadcasting live from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for FinTech South 2019. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Mike Zammon with you from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our final interview of the day at the FinTech South Technology Conference. We have been talking to dozens and dozens of business leaders in the technology field, especially in the FinTech field. And joining us now is Steve Villegas with PPRO. Steve, I know you've had a very busy day, but thank you so much for coming by to talk to us.
Hey, thanks for taking the time for me as well, Mike. And appreciate you allowing me to be your last interview.
Yes, there's probably some honor or some prize that goes with it, but I'm not sure what that might be. But we'll figure something out. You've had a busy day. What's your day been like?
It's been great. The FinTech South, the event here, a lot of people, a lot of great sessions. We had the chance to sponsor the Falcons Locker Room VIP sessions, and so we had some speaking this morning opportunities. And this afternoon, we were joined by the Legends Chip and Trip. Who both spoke this afternoon. Great to hear from those guys. It's been really good. And then we've had a team here interacting with a lot of our partners that we partner with here in Atlanta, as well as just educating people on what PPRO does.
So is it safe to say you can get myself and Amanda in the Falcons locker room?
Sure. Yeah, right after the session. If you guys want to go over there and take a peek, you're welcome to.
We've got a connection.
Yes.
Talk about PPRO. What does your company do?
Yeah, so PPRO, we are in the payment space. So we work globally. We are headquartered in London, and we have offices all over the world. We connect to local payment methods around the world, local payment schemes. And basically, these are things that are non-card, non-credit card usage. So in Europe, you have a lot of bank transfer methods, as well as in Asia. In South America and as well as Asia, you have these cash-based methods where people actually buy something online and they go to the convenience store or the bank and they pay cash for their transaction. And then there's also wallets. I think many people are familiar with like Alipay and WeChat Pay. We're hearing more and more of those in the U.S. Those are Chinese payment methods. So all of these local payment methods, they're really geographically based or regionally based. We connect to over 140 of those, and then what we provide is one integration, one service for our partners. So a lot of the big acquirers we partner with, some of the big PSPs, and we provide them access as a white-labeled solution for all of those payment methods so they can provide it to their merchants. So whether it's consumers buying goods from U.S. companies and then being able to make sure they accept the right payment method, or across the globe, if it's somebody locally wants to be able to accept, they're a U.S. company or another company, they want to be able to accept payments locally there as well.
You talk about PPRO, London-based, but an international company, and now here into the Atlanta area. Have there been challenges coming to the States, having done all this work around the rest of the world? And is there anything that's different about the U.S.? I have found doing a little traveling that, to me, sometimes the U.S., we're a little bit behind some other countries when it comes to financial technology.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think there's a couple of challenges. First of all, you're right. I think some of our systems, because we probably were at the head of the class with the card, from card perspective, our technology has stayed a little bit behind, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, you still pass your credit card to the host or hostess or a server to take back and swipe, where, you know, it's not, we're missing pay at the table and, you know, tap and go and those types of
right.
technologies, we're still a bit behind. I think those are coming, but I think it's also, there's different areas of leapfrogging. So the other challenge that we've seen here in the States, of course, we opened the office for PPRO about 18 months ago, helping to support our partners here. So we're growing an operation here in Midtown, as well as we're expanding across the globe. And that's really to help support our partners from technical resources, et cetera. One of the challenges we find here in the U.S. is really just more of an education on what local payment schemes or payment methods are. Most people in the U.S. are not familiar with them because we all use credit cards or debit cards. You know, people know Venmo and they know PayPal as probably the alternative to using their credit card. But even then, those are linked to a bank account. So it's really been an educational piece has probably been the biggest challenge, is helping people understand what that looks like and helping merchants recognize. In the merchant ecosystem within the U.S., today only 11% of e-commerce transactions go across border. So we're not selling a lot outside of the U.S. We're selling some. And then what's even more interesting is only a third of the companies in the U.S. actually sell across border. So there's a ton of opportunity for companies in the U.S. to recognize the opportunity around the world. And that's part of what we're trying to do in education. But that's one of the challenges as well, is helping people understand what that means.
Based here in Atlanta, obviously a technology hub. So you're in the right city.
Yep.
But there's a lot of other companies as well doing what you're doing. So what makes you a little bit different or stand out from the competitors?
Yeah. So PPRO is very unique in the scope that they created this model out of Europe and connecting to all these local payment schemes. And the challenge for any company, anybody can go and connect to a bank contact over in Belgium or a Ideal in the Netherlands or Belo Bancario in Brazil. Those connections you can go and do yourself. But the actual integration, pretty easy, but you still have to have it on a project roadmap. You have to maintain that. You have to accept the variations of what they're sending you, and you have to ingest it into your systems. So for most of the major acquirers, it's a challenge. So there's very few that are providing the type of service we're doing, where we're completely white labeled. We don't actually support merchants directly. We only work with the acquirers. Like here in the U.S., locally here, you have First Data and Global Payments and Elavon, as some of the Intesis. Those are the acquirers and across the U.S. So we only work with companies like that, where we are providing this back-end white-labeled solution, so it's as if they're providing that service themselves. So that's part of the uniqueness of our model. There are other companies around the world that connect with different payment methods, but very few of them offer that model as well as an end-to-end service, meaning that we do the processing up front with the integration, but we also do full settlement, where we're collecting and settling directly to our partners and reconciling all of the files for them in one format, so they're not having to worry about the variations coming from different payment methods.
So here you are in Atlanta. How do you grow the business? That's your job now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How do you do that?
Well, I think going back to the challenge, it's educating the community, it's educating the merchants, it's educating the industry on what's happening around the globe with local payments and why it's so important. And then the other part of growth, obviously, we have a lot of partners here in the U.S. It's making sure that we are intentional about the support we have for them. We offer a ton of collateral. We have a what's called the Payments Almanac. So if you look at, we provided a resource to all of our partners and to the industry. It's over 300 payment methods around the world, as well as every country is documented in there. So we do a lot of education in that way, providing support. And then, of course, growing the team. So we're hiring up here in Atlanta. We're actually getting ready to hire some folks in San Francisco to help support some of our West Coast clients. And it's just a matter of growing and being embedded with our payments partners from an education standpoint and from an ongoing helping them win business and grow their business on that side of the house.
Well, Steve, appreciate the time. Things are starting to wrap up a little bit here at FinTech. What are your plans before you head home?
Well, a couple things. One, first of all, there's a cryptocurrency piece that's coming up that I'm very interested in hearing about. We actually partner with BitPay to provide our partners. We give them access not only to various payment methods, but also to BitPay to help process things like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And so I'm interested to hear about that and see what they have to say in the cryptocurrency, and as that continues to be an interesting place, an interesting market. And then outside of that, we actually are hosting our own networking session this evening. So we have a partner event this week, and we're inviting those partners as well as friends of FinTech, if you will, in the Atlanta metro area, and we're having that this evening at Monday Night Brewery Garage. So we're looking forward to that event to have some of our partners. So it'll make for a long day, but good news is the weather's held out for us, so we're looking forward to getting outside this evening as well.
Amanda and I can't wait.
Yes,
after
there you
we
go.
Do the tour of the Falcons locker
Let's
room.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Steve, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Steve Villegas with PPRO joining us here on Business Radio X as we wrap things up. Want to thank everybody for joining us here as we were broadcasting all day long. Gosh, we talked to about 20 or so people and leaders at this year's FinTech South Technology Conference, brought to you by the Technology Association of Georgia. And hopefully we'll be back again next year. Hope you enjoyed it. And for everybody here behind the scenes at Business Radio X, Mike Salmon saying so long from Mercedes-Benz Stadium.